I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A Confederate monument at a Georgia cemetery has been taken down so officials can figure out how to repair it. The statue at Myrtle Hill Cemetery in Rome is a figure of a Confederate soldier holding a rifle. The Rome News Tribune reports that the hands and the rifle were cut off and the face was damaged by vandals. The cemetery estimates the value of the damage at $200,000. Rome City Manager Sammy Rich said the city will try to determine how to go about repairing it and put it back in place. The statue was erected by the Women of Rome organization in 1887. Nearly $5 million in funding for Georgia 911 services disappeared this year, and no one seems to know exactly why. The AJC reports that the money came from a 75-cent fee on prepaid phones, but it was never distributed to local emergency agencies. The newspaper reports that every county in Georgia received 25% less than it did last year. The decline in funding for 911 agencies limits their ability to hire operators, reduce response times, and upgrade technology. The Georgia Department of Revenue declined to comment to the AJC. A Georgia privacy law makes tax information a state secret. And a Christmas tragedy that could have been much, much worse. A fire at an apartment complex in Clayton County yesterday morning left 32 people, 10 families, homeless. The fire struck at 5:30 in the morning at the Sterling Cove Apartments. According to 11 Alive News, the cause of the fire is unknown, and although Christmas gifts, personal possessions, and family mementos were lost to the flames, officials say no one was injured. The Red Cross is assisting the families with their immediate needs. Well, some families that receive assistance from the Division of Family and Children's Services are in a bit of a pinch this holiday season. A summertime fire is causing delays in the distribution of food stamps in the Augusta-Richmond County area. The June fire made it necessary for DFCS offices to move into temporary facilities. That led to service disruptions that are still being felt now, leaving some families struggling to provide food or toys to their children, even though all the necessary paperwork has been filed. According to WJBF-TV, case managers in the districts beyond Richmond County have been called in to help sort through the backlog, while Richmond County staff is working overtime to address the problem. The Atlanta Falcons' playoff hopes are in jeopardy after yesterday's 23-13 loss against the New Orleans Saints. Atlanta can still qualify for the playoffs with a win against Carolina on Sunday. Coach Dan Quinn.
That's really where the mindset of the team is at. We'll go back and look at our missed opportunities for sure, but then it's right back to work in terms of our preparation and everything we need to do to play well this weekend against Carolina.
The NFL has changed the start time of Sunday's Falcons-Panthers game from 1 p.m. to 4:25 p.m. at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.